Paul Johnson is the vice chair of the coalition.
Over the next few months, we will work with Congress to help shape the policy that makes our products competitive, which will ultimately add jobs for farmers, local elevators, truck drivers, port workers, financial service providers, and small business trade companies around the United States.
Now, those more than 30 organizations involved in the new CUBA coalition include the National Milk Producers Federation, U.S. Dairy Export Council, and the International Dairy Foods Association. They support additional changes in U.S. policy to facilitate U.S. dairy exports to Cuba and permit open travel for all Americans to that nation. Now, the dairy groups say one of the biggest impediments to trade is the lack of financing to allow for payment in a manner that is commercially viable. They stress the importance of policy changes that would remove costly and unnecessary burdens on U.S. agricultural exporters by allowing payments to pass from Cuba directly to U.S. banks in place of the current requirement that payments be routed through banks in other countries. Jim Milhern, president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, urged members of Congress to seek changes in policy that would remove travel restrictions and reform financing rules for U.S. food products destined for Cuba. He said NMPF believes that unilateral U.S. government action should not hinder U.S. dairy exporters from selling their products to any nation, and they look forward to expanding the ability to more easily provide the Cuban people and those Americans wishing to travel to Cuba with the nutritious and safe foods that we produce in such abundance here in the U.S. The American Farm Bureau Federation is also a part of the coalition, and their president, Bob Stallman, said easing financing restrictions on ag trade with Cuba will make U.S. farmers and ranchers more competitive in the Cuban market of the 11 million consumers. Now, members of the U.S. Ag Coalition for Cuba also include the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, National Chicken Council, National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, National Farmers Union, the National Grain and Feed Association, National Turkey Federation, the North American Meat Institute, the American Soybean Association, and the National Corn Growers Association. If you would like to learn more about the coalition itself, you can go to this website. That's usagcoalition.com. usagcoalition.com.